harmony. The magical combination of individual voices and notes coming together to produce chords and progressions in a way that can just give you goosebumps. There's just nothing better. Hearing individual notes held in tension resolve into a blissful chord. One where it's impossible to distinguish between individual notes and voices. Everything just sounds as one. Every voice, every instrument, all combining simultaneously in perfect alignment, agreement, and accord. The theme of this meditation from 1 Timothy chapter 2 is harmony. Not only of notes, but harmony of spirit and soul. And not only yours, but between you and the divine, living in accord with your will and God's, your soul and His spirit. Harmony of your being in Christ's nature. So to begin your meditation, slip into a time and space to be still and quiet, a place to listen to the music, a time to consent to surrendering your individual notes to now harmonize with those of God, Spirit, and Son. Start by listening and responding to this prayer from 1 John chapter 2 and respond, Heavenly Father, guide me to live in harmony with you. Lord God, guide me to live in harmony with all of your creation. Keep me from being haughty, but associate with the lowly. For Heavenly Father, guide me to live in harmony with you. Let me never be wise in my own sight. Repay no evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. And Heavenly Father, guide me to live in harmony with you. If possible, so far as it depends on you, let me live peaceably with all and in harmony with you, your will, and your creation. So Heavenly Father, guide me to live in harmony with you. As you continue, begin to seal the entry of your eyes and spend a few more minutes now in secret prayer. Prayer with God as the Holy Spirit prepares you to harmonize with Christ. This time and place is set apart as a moment for you to willingly align with the music of the divine. If you play an instrument or sing in a group, you know how hard it is to balance, for one voice or one instrument to not stand out above the rest. But when we are singing with the music of heaven, if we're honest, it's often our voice that is the loudest, drowning out the Father, the Son, the Spirit, and even the host of heavenly angels. So take a moment and reflect on your thoughts. What is the theme and focus? You or the heavenly? Which voice is the loudest? For now, don't fight the mix. Just simply note which voice is strongest. Your voice or God's? Your notes or the Spirit's whispers? Your cries or Christ's tender love? Don't try to balance. Simply note the imbalance. Don't control or adjust. Simply note the asymmetry for a moment. you feel the imbalance and divine tension of notes and voices? Well, surrender your voice to God now. Don't give yours any more power. Allow the Spirit to bring it into balance. Take a deep belly breath and slowly exhale as you listen to the voice of God. Breathe in the soft whisperings of the Spirit of God and exhale your will. Your mind may wander as you seek balance in the tension, and that's understandable. In fact, learning to recognize spiritual imbalance is an important spiritual exercise. So let the awareness of your imbalanced mind return you to the harmony of God. Perhaps whisper the word harmonize to center you as your mind wanders, as you feel drawn towards your own voice and will. Feel centered back on God as you whisper, "Heavenly Father, guide me to live in harmony and balance with you." Now, in continued balance, listen carefully to the first of three divine readings. Don't analyze, just listen softly with balanced ears what God might be calling out to you in this moment. Listen for His voice from 1 Timothy chapter 2, verses 5 and 6 from the New Living Translation. "For there is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus. He gave His life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time." What did you hear? Where does your attention go as these words continue to ring louder? Begin to silently meditate on that for a few moments. After those few short moments, which wise words of God are still singing in your mind? Once more, "There is one God and one mediator who can reconcile God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus, gave His life to purchase freedom for everyone. This is the message God gave to the world at just the right time." Stay here longer, resting your attention on the balance and harmony that is yours in Him. In this second, expanded divine reading, notice how you respond emotionally as you listen from your heart to this wider reading from the Contemporary Standard Bible. "This is good, and it pleases God, our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God and one mediator between God and humanity, the man Christ Jesus, who gave Himself as a ransom for all, a testimony at the proper time." What emotions did you feel? Where did you feel them? Let your mind drift for several moments through the imagery of the heavenly balance offered to you, how Christ brings balance and harmony between you and God. In this third reading, simply let the words ring like a sweet harmony within you. No reaction to them. Just experience them in this time of deep connection beyond words from the Contemporary English Version. First of all, I ask you to pray for everyone. Ask God to help and bless them all, and tell God how thankful you are for each one of them. Pray for kings and others in power, so that we may live quiet and peaceful lives as we worship and honor God. This kind of prayer is good, and it pleases God our Savior. God wants everyone to be saved and to know the whole truth, which is, there is only one God, and Christ Jesus is the only one who can bring us to God. Jesus was truly human, and He gave Himself to rescue all of us. God showed us this at the right time. The whole truth is, there is only one God, and Christ Jesus is the only one who can bring us to God. Resting with your eyes closed in imaginative contemplation, consider mediation. If you will, a go-between who allows those involved in a conflict to come to an agreement. On one side, God wants everyone to be saved and to know the whole truth. On the other side, there we sit, divided, living in discord with God's will, living a life of tension and conflict. But Jesus, He is the mediator, the one to bring us into harmony with the Father. He is your advocate who is moved by your tears. Give this time for harmony to be restored, for balance to be recovered. The sacrifice of Christ has done the work. He never refuses pardon and grace to those who ask it with a humbled heart. So rest here as you surrender to Christ, renewing harmony with God. Hearing Christ, your advocate, whisper on your behalf, Heavenly Father, receive now this humble soul who desires harmony with you. Rest here in harmony for as long as you can, whether at the start or the end of your day, whispering, Heavenly Father, guide me to live in harmony with you. Let the word harmony be the sacred word that keeps you from shame and centers you on Christ today. Let me pray a blessing over you now that you strive to please God by accepting what is true, that there is one God and one mediator between you and God, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as a ransom for you so you may live in harmony and balance with the will of God. May you be filled with the love of God, and may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you now and always. Amen. In a broken world, we can expect broken relationships, feeling surrounded by chaos and discord. But allow those moments to center you back to the truth of Christ, your advocate, healing the discord and bringing harmony. Also, stay alert for opportunities that God might use you to resolve conflict as you walk through life. Who can you help find divine harmony in their human chaos? Take all the time that you need, but when you're ready, whether it's sunrise or sunset, find joy in the discord, for it's there you will receive the intercession of Christ and encounter the harmony of God.